station every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life. We'll be back with the time on WWV in just a minute. But first, here's another minute. WWV, all the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life.
Nonprofit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, there we go. Turn the mic up. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. We're back on the roof today. It is 25 degrees right now. The high of 29. I don't know if we're going to get there. It is pretty much completely cloudy. Full of white, puffy, sun-reflecting clouds. Beautiful butterfly just floated by. We've got a big old butterfly garden here at the office, so there's a lot of bugs and butterflies that like to live down there. Pretty cool. All right, we're making our way. It is October 12th, 2023. It's a Thursday, which means it's beer day. Pretty excited about that. Saturday is the eclipse, so that's going to be an annular eclipse, so it won't be a full one, but we'll get to see. We're in the 80% zone here where I live, so about noon local time, 80% of the sun will be blocked out. It'll look pretty dang cool, I think. My parents are going to come visit. We're almost there. Even though the shady spot doesn't really actually provide any shade at this point in time, it does give us a consistent spot to sit and talk. Also has a spot to sit, so that's why I'm going there. Intersection looks awfully quiet, which is probably a good thing. All right, let's jump over into comm and see what's happening. Boom, lots of folks hanging out, including Exiled. Welcome back, buddy. Hadn't seen you in a while. Claudio M, X1, Ratsu, making the rounds. Publius in the house. Welcome, welcome. Stug here. Along with Jay LaMoth. Don't forget, you can also use XMPP if you're so inclined, or Jabber. I had to correct some people that were saying that we need to get rid of Jabber as an entry in the Contacts app. It's like, well, you can get rid of MSN and ICQ and AOL, Instant Messenger, but don't get rid of that Jabber XMPP. Let's see. Publius is hoping the skies will be clear Saturday up where he's at. Hopefully so. And every time we've had an eclipse here, it's been overcast. Publius is north of me a couple hours. Claudio M tosses a hamburger to Exile. Oh, man. That sounds good. I had 65 spice chicken today for lunch. Pretty darn good. Quentin saying the eclipse is going to be visible from Oregon, cutting across the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, man. Yep, yep, yep. Who else is hanging out here? Ratsu had a perfect experience of that total solar eclipse. Oh, good, good. Formula 409 to stop greasy messes. Oh, I hadn't seen 409 spelled that way, and I forgot about that sound clip. All right. So, yeah, Yeah, pretty tasty. Oh, August 11th, 1999. Total eclipse of the fart. Oh, man. So much. Calm's a blast, and that's one of the things that makes it on radio special and a lot of fun. We've got a hyper-local traffic report. Person just crossed the street on foot. Transit vans passed each other going opposite directions. Ooh, a big old cargo van. I haven't seen them come into this parking lot before. Looks very nice. Looks like a Mercedes. Kind of weird to be a Mercedes cargo van. Anyway, let's go ahead here and get into it. We got a bunch of news. There's, as you may or may not be aware, there is a lot of death and destruction in the world. There's also other cool stuff going on that I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about. So today is October 12th. Oh, there it is. Took a second for it to sync. I was like, oh no. Oh, and yep, I did. I did forget. I forgot to sort the news. So we're just going to go by website on down the list. So we're going to start with the nuclear news website because it starts with an N. Enrichment operations are starting at the U.S. HALEU plant. HALEU, if you don't remember, is high assay, low enriched uranium. The U.S. nuclear fuel and services company Centrus Energy Corp. has begun enrichment operations at the American Centrifuge plant in Piketon, Ohio. The company said it expects to begin withdrawing high-assay low-enriched uranium product later this month. The Centrus said the American Centrifuge plant is the only HALEU facility in the USA licensed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the first new U.S.-owned U.S. technology uranium enrichment plant to begin production since 1954. That's how long we've been afraid of nuclear power. This moment holds great pride and promise for the nation. We hope that this demonstration cascade will soon be joined by thousands of additional centrifuges right here in Piketon to produce the HALEU needed to fuel the next generation of advanced reactors. This is coming from CEO of the company, Daniel Ponman. HALEU fuel contains uranium enriched between 5 and 20% uranium-235, higher than the uranium fuel used in light water reactors currently in operation, which typically contains up to 5% 235. It'll be needed by most of the advanced reactor designs being developed under the DOE's Advanced Reactor Demonstration Program. The lack of a commercial supply chain to support the reactors prompted the DOE to launch a program to stimulate the development of domestic sources. They began building this project in 2019 under contract, and last year secured a further $150 million of cost-sharing funding to finish the cascade. They began operating Cascade and produced up to 20 kilograms of HALEU by the end of this year. 20 kilograms! It's costing millions and millions of dollars to get that 20 kilograms. Of course, 20 kilograms of nuclear fuel, equivalent probably to, I don't know, a mountain of coal plus some. Take all the cars in the world and burn all their gas all at once. That's maybe partial amount of energy that's there. Publius pointing out the other enrichment facility in the USA is owned by Urenco, the British-Dutch-German consortium. Hey, WX boss in the house. Welcome, welcome. And what else do we got? Small reactors in general require higher enrichments. Of course, you can also use plutonium, but in the USA, that's politically tricky. Good points, good points. All right, we'll keep on a moving here. Next nuclear story, partnership to support nuclear deployment in Africa. Now, while it may seem a bit scary to promote deployment of nuclear reactors in countries that are having frequent political disruption, they're not all having political disruptions. The World Nuclear Association and the African Commission on Nuclear Energy, AFCONE, or AFCONE, have signed a memorandum of understanding to support the economic growth and sustainable energy development of the African continent through the use of nuclear energy, which is pretty awesome. I'm happy about it, but it's one of those things that as soon as I see nuclear power in Africa, I think, oh great, what's going to happen when there's a coup and the nuclear power plant is overrun by people looking for food or something. The agreement comes ahead of African Energy Week 2023, which takes place in Cape Town from October 16th through the 20th. As the organization representing the global nuclear industry, World Nuclear Association said it was in a unique position to share common messages and best practices. Currently, Africa has 2 nuclear power reactors in operation at the Coburg plant in South Africa and 4 reactors under construction at the El Daba plant in Egypt. Meanwhile, Ghana, Kenya, and Nigeria have already made their national decision to deploy nuclear energy and are progressing with plans. African countries exploring the use of nuclear energy include Algeria, Ethiopia, Morocco, Niger, Namibia, Rwanda, Senegal, Sudan, Tanzania, Tunisia, Uganda, and Zambia. The World Nuclear Association Nuclear Fuel Report, published in September, estimates by 2040, Africa to have 18 gigawatts of electricity, 8 gigawatts E of nuclear power. So, pretty exciting, but yeah. Let's see what we got. Hey, JGB in the house. Welcome, welcome. And Handy C, welcome. Oh, that's a good idea. Using compressed politicians as a power source. That would be a lot of fun. Let's see. Publius pointing out the nuclear plants in South Africa, Argentina, and Brazil have weathered some messy political transitions. It's true. I guess, in the end, reliable nuclear power or reliable electricity is a huge win for a country. All right, we got... that was a nice near miss. We had a little Chevy SUV making a turn way too wide or way too narrow. And then another car, fortunately, it had pulled up about half a car length past the stop sign, so it missed the car that was turning way too narrowly. All right, we got turn signal use. Good job. Truck driving by with a load of drywall, no covering. Oh, wow, this car turned. Oh, they didn't even really turn. Again, very popular with SUVs. They like to turn, what's that, 1, 2, probably 5 yards before the intersection. All right, we got a Subaru coming up. They got the turn signal on, but they were in the middle of the road, so not using the road properly. All right, and now we got a car and a Mustang racing down the middle lane. Anyway, local news for local people. Sorry about that. I get psyched up. Oh, hey, we got a truck. They've stopped. They've got a turn signal on. There's an oncoming truck. Are they going to turn? Nope, they turned very narrowly. They turned into the middle of the road. Darn. It was almost the first good turn we've seen in a while. All right, truck here with a camper shell on the back. It's using its left turn signal. Has a cattle guard, so you know they mean business. They are waiting patiently while little SUVs drive by. Oh, the Volt passed, and that was all it could handle. On we go. Sounds like a diesel. All right, enough of that. WX Boss ponders why horns are suspiciously absent from users. Yeah, people around here usually don't use their horn a whole lot. You'd expect it. Usually people use their horn as they're hitting someone. That's been my experience. Is it's like, if you hit somebody, you honk your horn afterwards. And that way people will think, oh, he got... somebody ran out in front of him. But usually that happens after the fact. So if you are hyper aware of traffic, like your DJ here, your local news host, you will know that that is inaccurate. Well, person on in an SUV swerving around on the phone. Let's go back to the news. Claudio M. hides. because it makes them horny. all right. Away we go. We got news to talk about. Bookmarks. Mother of Soldiers of Christ cult member also charged with murder of woman found in a car trunk. Mihi Lee, 54, was charged with felony murder, false imprisonment, concealing the death of another, tampering with evidence, and false statements. This comes to us from The Independent. The mother of 3 Soldiers of Christ members who were arrested in Duluth, Georgia, after a decomposed body was found in the trunk of a car, has been charged with murder. Mihi Lee, 54, was arrested on October 11th and charged with felony murder, false imprisonment, concealing the death of another. We went through these just a second ago. She was charged in connection to the death of a South Korean woman who had been identified police as 33-year-old Si-hee Cho. So, Mihi Lee, and the person dead is Si-hee Cho. Cho's remains were found in the trunk of a car outside Jeju Sauna, a Korean spa in Duluth in September. That's just kind of an update, kind of not an update. It's just like their mom knew that the person was dead and in the trunk, and now she's going to be culpable for that. So, let's see. Oh, Quentin pointing out honking disturbs others. Tobe saying, get a bigger horn. I suggest a 38 millimeter. yeah. So, speaking of dead bodies, this is the next story on the list, and actually dovetails in, okay. When there's no one to attend to the dead, how one small change to Texas's code of criminal procedure created a cascade of problems for the state's capacity to investigate. On a Tuesday afternoon, oh, this is going to be one of those stories. Let's see if we can get to the meat of it. Get on with it. Get on with it. Here we go. There's so many ads on this site. Here we go. We'll just go with it. We'll roll through it. On Tuesday afternoon, December 2021, in Hidalgo County, they found the body of a 47-year-old on the kitchen floor in a mobile home. Her body was transferred to the medical examiner, the nearest available at 140 miles away in Corpus Christi. And by Saturday, police charged her boyfriend with a murder. But in her autopsy report, there was something odd. Though Sandra Lyden, the deputy medical examiner for Nueces County, examined her body 2 days after her death, the report was written and signed by another doctor 8 months later using information from the case file. This is because shortly after Salas's autopsy, Lyden was arrested. She had no Texas medical license and lied about her history of criminal charges and prescription drug abuse on her application to obtain one. Though Lyden's malpractice sounds extreme, it's part of a long history of wrongdoing and poor oversight in Texas's death investigation system. Surprise, surprise. If you die in Texas, you might just stay dead. The systems that states use to respond to death vary around the United States, but Texas is exceptionally unusual. Just 14 of the 254 counties have a medical examiner. In most of the state, elected officials called justices of the peace, who have no medical training, determine the cause of death and sign death certificates. When justices choose to send bodies to other counties' medical examiners for autopsies, the examiner keeps a substantial portion of the fee. There's a high demand for limited services, and the profit motive can incentivize taking on more work. Hidalgo County was preparing to create its own medical examiner's office, but then in 2019, the legislature changed the Code of Criminal Procedure, weakening the state's death investigation system. So, just a nice little heads up there. We don't have time for the whole story, but they go into a whole expose on how the system is fudged up. Quayo in the house. Hello, hello. Tobe smiles evilly, thinking of the Legos he used as caltrops to keep his mom from entering his bedroom. you were reborn 10 times bigger. Gotta love it. Com's a blast. We're having fun. It is 1921, so I want to be sure and remind you in 9 short minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs right here on Anon Radio every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. Doesn't matter what's happening in the world, as long as Tobe can get on the internet, you'll get a Dubious Goals Committee. Just set your watch by it. If you have any doubt in your mind about your health or well-being, just listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Are you maybe thinking, man, I don't know if I should go to this doctor's appointment, I'm worried? Listen to the Dubious Goals Committee instead. After listening to it, whatever ails you will be cured. If you have pets who are sick, play the Dubious Goals Committee for them from the archive while you're away at work. Even the recordings of Tobe's voice have been known to cure certain ailments, especially if you've been eating a diet of only white things. If you eat only rice and potatoes and listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll find that you'll have more energy and be much stronger than you ever imagined possible. You will not be able to drive, though. I just saw somebody change lanes without a turn signal, and then somebody else, no turn signal, but they turned promptly into the right-hand lane of the little side street. So I guess that's a win? I don't know. But listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Let's jump into South Africa. There's a manhunt underway for escaped prisoners. South African authorities in Western Cape Province are currently in pursuit of 6 prisoners who managed to break free from the confines of a magistrate's court's holding cell. While one of the fugitives was apprehended, the remaining 5 remain at large, prompting concerns due to their armed and dangerous status. They were in a jail cell. I don't know why they're armed and dangerous, but prisoners ranging in age from 20 to 33 were awaiting transfer to a correctional detention facility after their court appearances on Wednesday. Initial findings from the investigation suggest the detainees overpowered a police official and disarmed him. Ah, oh, that's where they got the gun. Oh, look. Mail truck drove, used a turn signal, turned properly. First good turn we've seen today. Meanwhile, this car, California stopped, did use a turn signal. Oh, we got a truck. They've got a covered bed. They're driving. They got a turn signal. They're turning. Oh, okay. They've got the manager shirt of the cleaning crew, so it must be the cleaning crew manager driving that nice new truck in here. Alrighty. So yeah, they escaped. They're on the run. I'll let you know if we hear any more from them. And Egypt, you may know, you probably know by now, Israel is currently flattening all that remains of Palestine, or trying their best. You know, there's a lot of feelings and thoughts around that. But Egypt is moving to prevent a mass exodus of Palestinians from Gaza as Israel's bombardment of the Strip continues. While Egypt has not officially commented on the situation, State-run Aram Online published a story on Tuesday citing a warning by high-level Egyptian security sources that the country refuses to allow Gazans. Oh, we got another truck pulling in, also had a covered bed, but the first one was a Ford, the second one was a Chevy. Hey, there we go, people turning. When people turn, my attention immediately focuses. I've been riding a motorcycle too long, I think. Anyway, on Tuesday, Egypt's president said that the escalation in Gaza was highly dangerous and Egypt was pursuing a negotiated solution to the violence, and saying they refused to allow Gazans to settle in Sinai and urged Israel to instead provide safe passage for civilians. So, pretty much, they don't want another Syria situation on their hands, so they would like them to please allow them to go through Israel instead. But good luck there. Singapore is going to get hazy again. Every year there's burning of crops and pollution coming on, and it blows into Singapore. It happens here in South and down in Texas too, when they burn crops in Mexico. So there's going to be haze and some warnings there. So if you're in Singapore, you may need to wear a mask or just stay inside, reduce your time outside while the haze warning's going on. A 30-year-old man was arrested after allegedly making a bomb threat on Scoot flight bound for Perth. Scoot's a discount airline, kind of like Ryanair, I think. A 30-year-old Australian man was arrested after allegedly making a bomb threat on a Perth-bound Scoot flight. In response to queries, a police spokesman said the police were informed of an alleged bomb threat on the flight about 4:55 p.m. And here comes a truck with a tiny little bed. I don't know what kind of truck that is. But it did turn into the right-hand lane. It just did so really slowly. In responses to queries, police spokesman said the police were informed of a bomb threat on the flight about 4:55 p.m. and arrested the male passenger for criminal intimidation. Investigations are ongoing, so we'll find out what's happening. But yeah, let's check in with Com and see what's happening over there. Oh boy, Hamas backed by Iran plus Russia. Clinton point coming in here. Let's see what we got. Oh, Ratsu dreams of a 6-millisecond ping on an MMOG. Mailman is on the clock. He has to come to a full stop and signal. Koyo, I could get better internet here. Dallas is a major. I'm not going to be able to catch up. Israel doesn't respond with, hold my beer. Publius, good point. Unless your butt goes numb or your wrist dies, you haven't been going too long. Trey runs on Sundays during the fair. Infomart. Let's see. Tobe ships oxidizers to the kibbutz. Let's see. Public transportation is a good idea for any major city. Good job. Wish they'd fix the Wi-Fi on the TRE. I don't know what the TRE is, but we'll keep on going. It's a travesty that the U.S. National Park Service operates Echo Glen, but you can't get there by metro. It would be nice if you could take a bus to any of the national parks, or to all the national parks. Oh, Jeep driving by, looked like it's doing okay, and a minivan also doing good, just going straight, not swerving. So yeah, don't make a bomb threat on a plane. We only got about 2 minutes to go, so we're gonna run out of time and not even get to all the cool death and destruction because I was not prepared. Essentially, what do we got? Someone in California won the Powerball. Someone has cashed out a whole bunch of money, a bunch of crypto that was FTX lost. Someone stole it and now they've cashed it out. The car strike expanded, so now the biggest US car plants are also striking. Also, the Hollywood actors, the Actors Guild, has had breakdown in its talks with the studios. The writers have been back at work, though, so you may have seen that happening with different late-night shows. The IOC, this is the last thing I'll tell you because we're going to, or I guess there's two things. The IOC has suspended the Russian Olympic Commission because they started to include all the Ukrainian people in their reports. And on the moon, streets on the moon, lunar dust could be melted to make solid roads. That's right. The moon has no air, no water, and 250-degree temperature range. But among the most vexing challenges for space agencies is dust. Now scientists have come up with a solution, demonstrating that moon dust could be melted using a giant lens to create solid roads and landing areas. You heard right. We're going to melt the moon. enjoy the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe. And remember, you're listening to non-radio. Oh, look at that. More cars turning into the wrong lane here. We'll see them exit while the Dubious Skulls is happening. Please tune in, pay attention, and remember, Dubious Skulls, it'll cure you of all your diseases, any money woes.